Get that corrected, everybody. It's not a great horny owl. It's a great horned owl. Great horned owl.
Have you ever heard of a small one around here that had a real high-pitched voice? Ever heard of a screech owl?
Yeah, screech owl. Okay. Mentioned that last time around. I should remember that time a screech owl.
You haven't heard those called by any other name?
Uh-uh.
Screech owl, maybe?
Screech owl.
Just screech owl. This bird that goes around drilling holes in trees, you call it a
woodpecker.
There are different names for
peckerwood. I've also heard it called a peckerwood.
Who would be likely to say that?
Probably an older person, I think. Mm-hmm. Might say it.
Not necessarily blacks.
I think you might have more blacks, but I really would more say one side or the other because I've heard all sorts of different people call.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Pest sort of.
He's a peckerwood.
Yeah, it's sort of a little turkey, maybe. That's what I might say.
One bird,
you know, turkeys don't have a very high IQ. You know, they'll drown when they're drinking water.
Yeah, very low.
Well, they ain't too damn bright. They know where they're going anyway. They're going to get all buttered up, stuffed up.
This animal is black, got a white stripe down its back. Smells terrible.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
What?
Skunk.
Any other name?
Smelly? I don't know. Polecat! Mm-hmm. Yeah, polecat.
Have you ever heard of people?
I don't know. Striped cat? I don't know. Who knows?
Striped cat?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go pick one up, though.
You ever heard of people around here call them civet cat?
Mm-mm. Civet cat?
Civet cat.
Strange name.
What about a perfume cat?
I doubt that, seriously.
You want to say it for me?
Yep. Perfume cat? Perfume cat?
What about a hydrophobia cat?
Hydrophobia cat? Somebody must be really reaching down the barrel to come up with these babies. Hydrophobia cat.
Haven't heard that.
Maybe a mad cat. I've never heard of that. That's strange.
What about a wood kitty?
Uh-huh.
A wood kitty?
Wood kitty? Holy damn. These are cute. I like taking these dance songs while I use them myself. That wood kitty, that's just cute. Wood kitty, wood kitty.
Say, if you were talking about animals, like, well, animals that would be bad to get into hen roosts, you know, get your chickens like a fox or weasel, skunk, possum.
Mm-hmm.
A general term that would fit all those kind of animals, somebody might say.
Varmints.
Yeah.
Varmints.
Would that be a fairly common term around?
Yeah. Another one would be predators. Okay. But I really think, you know, I won't put it aside here. You know, I've noticed a hell of a lot of ashes coming through that screen, you know. Especially just these little damn things that all blow like that. These little tiny cinder things, when they blow like that, they tend to give off a lot of ashes. Go ahead, boy.
This bushy-tailed animal you see running around in trees.
Oh, squirrel.
Different types.
Gray squirrel, there's a red squirrel, it's a fox squirrel. It's really a big squirrel, I guess, is what it is.
Is that the same as a red squirrel?
I think it might be a different one, but then again, it may just be a big, abnormally large red squirrel, or maybe an older red squirrel. It's lost some of its red to it, so it turned into a brown sort of. Then you have, obviously, the ground squirrel, which is really a chipmunk.